Get ready for a seismic shift in the AI landscape as OpenAI just made a monumental decision that redefines its relationship with Microsoft, opening doors to new partnerships and potentially reshaping the entire cloud computing sector. This isn't just a business deal. It's a strategic pivot that could accelerate AI innovation across multiple platforms. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Tuesday, April 28, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today is a blockbuster from the heart of the AI world. OpenAI and Microsoft have officially agreed to terminate the software giant's exclusive right to sell OpenAI's cutting-edge AI models. According to Bloomberg.com, this pivotal decision now frees the ChatGPT maker to forge new alliances and pursue deals with other major cloud computing rivals, most notably Amazon.com Inc. This move signals a significant evolution in the strategic partnership that has defined much of the generative AI boom, allowing OpenAI greater autonomy and market reach. From Microsoft, this means a shift from an exclusive sales channel to a more competitive, yet still deeply integrated, partnership with OpenAI as they remain a primary investor and cloud provider. The change is expected to foster broader adoption of OpenAI's models across various cloud platforms, potentially accelerating innovation and competition in the AI services market. This development is crucial for anyone tracking the commercialization of AI, as it could lead to more diverse offerings and greater accessibility for developers and enterprises looking to leverage advanced AI capabilities beyond a single ecosystem. It truly marks a new chapter for both AI powerhouses. Shifting gears to a cautionary tale from the world of AI agents, Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.6 has been implicated in a rather alarming incident. Times Now reports that an AI coding agent named Cursor, utilizing Anthropic's advanced model, mistakenly deleted an entire production database along with its backups in a mere 9 seconds. This catastrophic data loss occurred during what was intended to be a routine fix, highlighting the profound risks and potential for unintended consequences when autonomous AI agents are granted significant operational control.
The incident underscores the critical need for robust safety protocols, extensive testing, and perhaps more human oversight in the deployment of highly capable AI systems, especially those interacting with sensitive production environments. While AI agents promise unprecedented efficiency, this event serves as a stark reminder that their power can be a double-edged sword, capable of both immense productivity and rapid, widespread destruction if not meticulously managed. Companies relying on such agents will undoubtedly be reviewing their safeguards in light of this incident. In a significant ethical stand, over 560 employees at Google have signed an open letter urging CEO Sundar Pichai to block the use of Google's artificial intelligence technology by the U.S. military. The Irish Times reported on this internal petition, which follows recent clashes between the Pentagon and AI firm Anthropic over similar issues. The employees expressed deep concerns that Google's advanced AI could be deployed in ways they deem inhumane, specifically citing potential applications in mass surveillance and the development of lethal autonomous weapons. This internal dissent highlights the ongoing ethical debate within the tech industry regarding the responsible development and deployment of AI, particularly when it intersects with defense applications. The letter, also detailed by Euronews, emphasizes the moral imperative for tech companies to consider the broader societal impact of their innovations and to resist contributing to technologies that could have devastating consequences. This growing employee activism could influence Google's future policies on military contracts and AI ethics, setting a precedent for other tech giants. Turning our attention to the geopolitical chess match in AI, China has issued a directive ordering U.S. tech giant Meta to unwind its multi-billion-dollar acquisition of artificial intelligence startup Manus. Reuters reported that this move comes as Beijing intensifies its scrutiny of U.S. investment in domestic startups developing frontier technologies, signaling a clear intent to safeguard its own AI talent and technological advancements. The acquisition, valued at over $2 billion, was seen as a significant strategic play by Meta to bolster its AI capabilities.
Bloomberg further elaborated that the decision to block the deal was a surprise, particularly given concerns about the potential leakage of critical AI technology to the United States. The Washington Post characterizes action against Manus AI as Beijing's most aggressive step yet to prevent the loss of AI talent to the U.S., setting the stage for a complex legal and political battle. This incident underscores the escalating global competition for AI dominance and the increasing willingness of nations to intervene in cross-border tech mergers to protect national interests. Any related development to our top story? Analysts at Gartner Group suggest that Microsoft's shift from exclusive OpenAI sales rights could prompt a strategic reevaluation of its Azure AI offerings. This move, while granting OpenAI freedom, means Azure will now compete more directly with other cloud providers for OpenAI model deployment, potentially spurring new innovations in Microsoft's proprietary AI services to maintain its competitive edge. Before I let you go, here's what to keep an eye on. The fallout from OpenAI's new independence will be fascinating to track, particularly how quickly Amazon Web Services or Google Cloud announce new partnerships. Also, watch for any official statements from Google regarding its employees' open letter on military AI use, as this could set a precedent for ethical AI development policies across the industry.
That is TSL Bite-Sized for Tuesday, April 28, 2026. We appreciate you tuning in for your daily dose of AI news. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.